This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode 37, and today with Arnold San Miguel, we are discussing transcription services, opportunities in transcription, and how to get best results when outsourcing transcription. So enjoy the episode. There's lots to learn here. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. I'm joined again today with Arnold San Miguel. Hi, Arnold.
Hey there, Eric.
And today we are going to discuss transcription services and, I suppose, by connection, content generation. As we all know, in either B2C or B2B businesses now, content is supremely important. And content is really important because to garner authority. It's important because of Google algorithms and Google wanting to see that you have a lot of good content on your site. So for many reasons, content is supremely important. One way of generating content is transcription, and it's one that many people overlook. So we want to discuss that today, and no better example, I suppose, is that we actually get all of our podcasts transcribed, and that's so that it's obviously extra content for the website, it's keyword rich, it's very topic relevant. But also different people have different preferred means of absorbing content. So some people like listening to podcasts and others like reading or just, skimming. So, transcribing is a great opportunity for expanding your content delivery methods. Okay, so getting into that. What are some of the main types and applications for transcription? So significantly, the obvious things are from audio into words. There's also a big opportunity as well to, there's a huge amount of YouTube content out there. And, there's actually things of value that you can transcribe and make into content, which can then be morphed into blog posts and things like that. There's obviously podcasts that are very commonly transcribed. And even, it's surprising where you can find value within conversations. And often I find that conversations can be incredibly valuable if you can actually revisit them. So, try recording conversations and then transcribing them. They might then need some post-editing, but there's, I think there's huge value that people overlook in the conversations they have, in the interactions they have, and then they're just lost, because they're not recorded. What other applications are there? So as well, we have things more highly skilled transcriptions, which is a different specialty in itself, which is often medical transcriptions is a big part of the transcription industry. And also sound note transcription and things like that. Anna, we have been involved in transcriptions a little bit, and so you're quite familiar with the costs and services of the transcription world. Do you want to give us some insight into that and how it works?
Yeah, normally there are a lot of services out there that provides transcription services, and the usual rate that you would see popping up in your monitor would be $1 for every minute transcribed. Now, that's normally the usual rate. The turnaround time varies from a day to 3 days, depending on the urgency or the need. But there are other more cost-effective ways to transcribe. And for us, actually, I think we're paying a little under 60 cents per minute. but that also includes summarization of whatever we're talking about. So that's a very big difference in terms of the traditional online services that you're getting out there.
Okay, interesting. And so do you know, Arnold, because it's incredible actually what is out there now, and Google, I'm not sure if people are aware of this, but Google Docs, and there's actually a lot of AI transcription that is free. And I actually have a hunch that a lot of these companies might actually do that initially and then just post-edit to make sure of accuracy. Do you know if that is sort of prevalent in the industry at all?
Yeah, well, based on my freelancer experience, people I've dealt with freelancing, they normally do that, the process that you mentioned, wherein they have this system or tool that does the initial transcription for them, and then they then do the second layer of editing. And then if it's an agency, normally their supervisor or their manager does the third level of filtering, just to ensure that you get 100% accuracy for the file that you sent them.
Right. And isn't that a fantastic example of outsourcing? And the aspect of when you specialize in a role, or when you access a company that specializes in a role, they are far better at doing that role than you would be, because, you know, there you've just mentioned effectively like a triple filter system. Okay, so it's done by a computer, then it's done by the first editor, and then it's checked two other times. So these systems can add a lot of value, but actually produce output for very cost-effective rates. Okay, great. And so let's have a look at, you know, moving right along then, let's have a look at exactly the pros and cons of outsourcing your transcription service versus doing it in-house. Okay, so I mentioned that you could get the initial draft done for free, likely in Google Docs or some other even Word. But then there's a lot more work to it, really. So the first, I suppose, you know, four main points is, if you're doing it in-house, there people aren't going to be as specialized, and it's going to be a bit of a drudge, and there's going to be other jobs to get to. So by outsourcing it to a specialist, it's absolutely likely that it'll get done better, quicker, and most likely even cheaper than you could produce for yourself. So you got to add to that, Arnold?
Yeah, for the second one, you know, if you're doing this in-house and then all of a sudden your staff resigns or decides to go to another workplace, then that's going to be a problem, because you would then have to train someone else. And then that someone else still needs to properly train or master the art of transcribing, which makes the process longer for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next one then as well is, with a lot of these services, if you have staff on hand, then you have to pay their salary, whether they're being efficient or not. You have to pay their sick leave and holiday leave. Whereas actually, if you just go to a professional service for transcription, you will pay $1 per minute or similar, and you know that that's all you're going to pay, and you're going to get that output for that price. So costs are contained and very transparent, which is helpful.
Yeah, and then the next one is sort of related to the previous ones we mentioned, wherein if your in-house staff goes on holiday, at least if you're offshoring this to an agency or a specialist, you don't have to pay any additional cost to them, because you're paying per minute transcribed. Very transparent, very clear transaction.
Yeah, that's right. It's it takes the uncertainty out of it, doesn't it? And also, if there's an emergency, but also, you know, there's a lot of these tasks where if you don't automate it and often outsource it, then they can get pushed to the back of a queue. And then before you know it, you haven't transcribed what you intended to, and then you actually haven't produced that content. So there's a lot of it creates a lot of sort of fail-safe redundancy by creating good systems which involve strategic outsourcing. Great. And then just by rounding off, we have been talking now for about 8, 9, 10 minutes. And it's interesting to know that there's around about 125 words spoken per minute. Okay, so, you know, a long form blog article is, you know, whatever, it's between sort of 1,000 words and 5,000 words. And so in the 10 minutes we've been chatting, there's about a 1,250 word transcription there, which is pretty valuable content if you think about it. So, yeah, do consider transcription and also do consider outsourcing for executing that. Do you have any more thoughts?
Well, basically for transcription, just keep in mind that this is not rocket science. You know, anyone with a degree or a university degree can do this. It just takes time, which is what essentially you're paying for. You're paying for you to focus more on other tasks and have someone else do the time-consuming work of doing a transcription.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And that's one that we harp on about a lot. Yeah, it is actually a bit of a mind-numbing process, this, and you don't want to get stuck in that. And if you can, try and outsource the, dare I say, lower value, lower complexity items. So, yeah, that's a great point. Okay, thank you, Arnold, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Derek.
Okay, hope you got some good value from that. And if you want any of the show notes or summaries, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/podcast/episode37. And if you have any questions at all about outsourcing, transcription, or any other thing to do with outsourcing, please email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. Thanks.